you ink the narration.
Okay.
Then we'll do you tune. Okay. And then we'll do promos.
Yep.
Okay. Let me just finish this. Look at the actual event. And I think they need to know. Okay. Sense. Done. Okay. Okay. Today's You Ink happened when I received a late evening text message from a friend of mine who showed me a photo of a gentleman sitting on his rooftop porch overlooking the beautiful Goodale Park. His long blonde dreads and salt pepper beard and tattooed body, leaving nary a beige piece of skin untouched, immediately piqued my interest. He told me that he was the Swamp Yeti, and from there, I was hooked. When my request to do an in-studio interview turned into a, we only have a couple of hours tomorrow morning to get the interview in, and myself having returned from a long camping trip and my gear still in the car the next morning, I went to meet them in their RV parked just up the street from me in Clintonville, Ohio, to catch them after their workout before my yoga class with kids in tow. These are the lengths that we here at Team Two Rogues will go to bring you the best and brightest stories of folks right to your local NPR member station, 90.5 FM WCBE. Now, let's take a listen as we settle in to tight RV spaces, yet somehow the world expanded around us. And if you are interested, you can check out the video footage on our YouTube channel, Two Rogues, or just take a seat at the table. That's it. Time for a quick tune-up. Welcome to YouTune. My name is Rhea Greif, and let's get to work on a quick fix of your brand, You Ink. Today, we gather goals. Gathering goals is no different than gathering shoes. We think we need lots of them, but really only need a few that really fit and function in a way that's useful to us. But you may not have time to head over to the nearest shoe locker and grab a handful of hosiery to try on and find your best loafer or luxury heel. So let's get fitted with some functional goals you will love faster than you can develop buyer's remorse. What are some of the goals that you have recently made for yourself? Read that article. Follow up on that sales lead. Clean out the garage. Get updates on the team's progress on a project. Dog needs walk twice daily. Okay, what about you? So what happened? These are goals that everyone agrees with, and yet we set the goals and they don't happen for whatever reason. Well, there is a reason. And it is not the usual acronym SMART of goal setting, which is specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. This is about follow through. And what I mean by that is that it needs to be clearly stated who is performing the functions to make this goal happen and when you expect it to happen and follow up. But you can't have follow through if there isn't an expectation assigned to a specific person and a clear follow-up date set at the time of the goal setting for you to hold that person accountable and also for them to know that there is a looming date as an expectation of completion. Let us take the dog walking, for example. If you are expecting your spouse, your lover, your domestic partner, or even your kids to start peripato with your pooch because you had a family meeting and you all agreed that this was going to happen, be prepared to buy Fido some Prozac or get some new carpet because he will not be getting his walks in as prescribed. But if you said Anthony is to walk the dog every morning and Lula every afternoon, and we will evaluate the completion of this goal in 3 months and set that actual date for the next meeting at the time of the agreement, it will not happen. Moreover, there needs to be a reward in place if it happens and a consequence if not, to further incentivize this compliance. Depending on the age, visuals are helpful, but in business, a simple follow-up email with the agreement in place, what exactly that agreement is in concrete and specific terms, who is to do what, and also the next scheduled meeting that was agreed to at the initial one, and what the outcomes of completion or non-completion of these goals are, you can be sure that you will be unable to gather those goals and instead blow up in frustration and pent-up anger like a spewing smokestack. And if you would like to get updates on shows, guests, tools, books, appearances, and other helpful messages about your brand, sign up for a free texting service with Baytech Mobile. Forget it. I don't want to put that in there. Skip it. My pro tip. I will be honest. In business, I do use the follow-up and the follow-through methods to make goals stick and to hold staff accountable, but also to assist them with achieving successful completion of goals. And these methods do help people keep track of themselves and their actionable objectives. At home, however, I also try to work with intrinsic motivation, so we all act without any obvious external rewards. So feeding the cats doesn't happen because my son won't get to go to a 21 Pilots concert, but instead is seen as bonding time with the felines. The trick to this working and helping children and grown-ups see the rewards in this behavior, and that can only happen in an environment where compassion is king. If my kids are not raised to have empathy, then the reward of doing something kind, helpful, important, needed is not felt no matter how hard I crack the whip. Time for a movie motivation. This movie motivation is all about how even the best of intentions, how even with the best of intentions, goals can turn out badly. And sometimes they even need to be modified or even abandoned. Gifted is a 2017 American drama film which follows an intellectually gifted 7-year-old Mary, who becomes the subject of a custody battle between her uncle Frank and her grandmother Evelyn. The film begins with her uncle enrolling her in first grade much against her will, because as it happens, she's an utter math whiz who prefers being homeschooled by her uncle Frank. The grandmother feels her granddaughter Prodigy will be better off somewhere outside of Frank's grungy Florida shack, and their goals become part of the film's heart-tugging proceedings and battles for custody. The film's heart-tuggings, of course, would not be replete with a one-eyed cat named Fred Natch. To learn more about goals and how the Florida Swamp Yeti left his swamp to tour the United States to share his goals of health and the remarkable healing qualities of a little weed, listen to You Inc., the episode that is the companion to this YouTube break on 90.5 FM or live stream at WCBE.org, at WCBE.org on Saturdays at 2:30 p.m. with me, Rhea Greif. And of course, you can also catch your U-Tune every Thursday at 9:01 p.m. Until our next time together, remember that you are in charge of You Inc. Time to stop spinning and start winning. Put yourself on U-Tune. U-Tune is a 5-minute program to tune up You Inc. with me, Rhea Greif, every Thursday at 9:01 p.m. This week, we gather goals so the family pooch won't need antidepressants. Join us and support local radio Thursday nights at 9:01 p.m. on Central Ohio's NPR station 90.5 WCBE. You'll never be as young as you are today, so don't waste another moment not attending to the most important brand in your life, You Inc. Join me, Rhea Greif, Saturday at 2:30 p.m. for a special You Inc. Live with the Swamp Yeti crew, who is shooting a documentary about their journey across the U.S., and we join them on one of their RV stops to listen to their goal of bringing health to the U.S. in the form of a weed. That's You Inc. every Saturday at 2:30 p.m. on Central Ohio's NPR station 90.5 WCBE. And this is the same one as the other one, but I'll say it again. Let's start every weekend together with a newer You Inc. with me, Rhea Greif, Saturdays at 2:30 p.m. This week is the second week of kicking off of a 2-month special of You Inc. Lives from various locations around the globe, from the desert to an RV parked in front of a yard to a meadery and back to the starting line for the crack of the pistol. Join us for You Inc. and our 2-month-long You Inc. Live specials of Saturday's New Must for a New You, presented to you on Central Ohio's NPR station 90.5 WCBE. Sweet. How did U-Tune do?